Hello, from a very grey and wet Sunday afternoon in Wales, the sort of afternoon that you want to be sat in front of a log fire, which luckily is where I am. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs from sustainablycreative.net, and I'm here with my third question and answer micro podcast, questions set by people who've read my new book, Sustainable Creativity. Today's question is from Katie Ash, and she asks, I was wondering how to keep the feeling of being connected to my important work when I'm too ill for very long periods to do anything creative at all, and can only focus on managing the activities of daily living or even struggling with them and dealing with major pain, discomfort, distress of illness. Some people may also feel this disconnection when they have some other project work dominating their time and focus. One thing I do is to have a notebook where I write down any creative ideas I have when I'm in bed. And that keeps me in touch with my creative side and is a great comfort. But I wonder if you have any other ideas. Well, I can certainly relate, Katie. I had lots of time sitting in bed, really not well enough to do much of anything at all, and kind of life was just full of the kind of mundane day-to-day things that we have to do to just stay alive. So I can quite understand what you're saying. I think your notebook is a brilliant idea, and I think you could kind of take that a little step further, I suppose. Instead of having a notebook that you write ideas down in, you could have a notebook that you work on a project in. I don't know what sort of artist you are, though I suspect you're a painter. But you could, you know, maybe keep a sketchbook by your bed so that you can do some sketching in it, or even perhaps a box with some watercolour paper in and some watercolours and a watercolour pencil or pen rather, so you don't need to have a jar of water or anything to work with, so that you can just pick up your creative work whenever you're able, or as part of a kind of set routine. I mean, you could decide just to set 5 minutes a day aside, perhaps when you first wake up in the morning, just to do something creative, just to keep that kind of thread of creativity running through your day and your week. But yes, I know how difficult that is, and I don't want to sound glib about it. I quite understand that, you know, some days there's just too much other stuff to do to actually be creative. And actually, just being alive, just kind of getting through the day is creative enough. But as energy does improve, I know from my point of view, from my own experience, that as my energy did improve and I kind of just set a little bit of time aside on a regular basis to work on something creative, I made that a very, very small thing and the sort of project that I could either finish in one sitting or that was very easy to pick up and put down. That was kind of the way forward for me. So I hope that's of some help. And I shall be back to answer another question soon. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.